Blog Talk Radio.
Will you clap your hands right here? Come on.
Sing, Lord, you reign. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, owner, operator, and overseer of the Spirit Alive Ministries Network. And on tonight, it gives me great joy to present to you another Hallelujah anointed installation of Every Man Standing in His Place with Pastor Jeffrey Scott. At the top of the program, you heard Bishop William Murphy singing You Reign. And now, to the man who God reigns greatly in his life, our host, Pastor Jeffrey Scott.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop Cook. Thank you so much again for allowing me this time and this platform to bring the Word of God. I just want to be an inspiration to someone that may be feeling down, help lift somebody up, lift up their spirit, and the best way that I can do that is talking about the Word of God. And so I want to start off with a word of prayer. Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening giving you thanks, giving you honor, giving you praise, lifting you up, magnifying you because of who you are, Father God. We just thank you for being God all by yourself. Father God, we to you this evening, thanking you for this opportunity to preach your word or to bring a word or to even bring a message of hope to someone that may need it, and I ask that you allow our hearts and our minds to be softened so we can hear and understand your word, and we can try to live out your word in a way which you would have us to live it out. Father God, we pray right now asking, first, I want to step back, Father God. I step back and I ask for you to step in. And you be the speaker for the hour. You be the word that you are, Father God. I give you all praise, honor, and glory for allowing your word to come through me. And I'm just so thankful right now. Father God, we thank you for Spirit Alive. We thank you for all of those that are listening. And we pray that somebody's heart will be touched by the word that is coming forth today. And may all things that are said and done be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, in Jesus' name, pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. So I was thinking about a few things today, and one of the things I was thinking about is, what am I willing to do? What is it that I'm willing to do? And we have to truly think about what it is that we are willing to do. It comes with what our abilities are. It comes with what we know that we're able to do. But then there are things that we can do that go beyond the scope of what we even think, because God has placed things in us and He has blessed us with different things that we are able to that we are able to do. He's blessed us with ways to help others. He's blessed us with ways to touch other people's lives. And all of that is for people to see who he is. And so that's why in all the things that we do, we have to put God first so he can get the acknowledgement, so people can understand who he is, not the fact that we're doing something, but it's because of God's grace and his mercy that he allows us to do the things that we are able to do. But there's a song, and I'll sing a verse of it, and it says, "You may build great cathedrals, large or small. You may build skyscrapers grand and tall.
You better sing, bro.
You may conquer all the failures of the past.
Oh, hallelujah.
But only what you do for Christ will last.
Oh,
remember,
glory.
Only what you do for Christ will last. Remember only what you do for Christ will last.
Dang, bro.
Only what you do for him will be counted at the end. Only what you do for Christ. Only what you do for Christ.
Yes.
Only what you do for Christ will last.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
And so I say that this I sing that song because when it boils down to it, all the things that we do, all the things that we say, all of our actions, all of our responses need to be done for the love of God, and we need to be willing to do these things for Christ, because those are the things that count. Those are the things that count. Because if we're doing certain things just to be seen, if we're doing certain things just to be heard, or if we're doing certain things just so people can see us a certain way, then we're doing them for the wrong purpose, because we're not supposed to be trying to get the glory, the honor, and the praise that belongs to God. You know, we have to understand, like the song that was played earlier, it says, "My God reigns, our God reigns with power and majesty, dominion and authority. My God reigns." We have to understand who God is and what he wants us to do. And so that makes us have to understand who we are in Christ. And so the verse I was looking at, the text that I was looking at was Luke chapter 11, looking at the fifth verse. It's Luke chapter 11. I'll give you time to get there for those that are those that have their Bibles. It's Luke chapter 11, starting with the fifth verse. And it reads, it says, "And he said to him, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." And here's the part that we need to really look at. It says, "If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil," see, we have to understand that, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" And I just ask the question to us all, even myself, what am I willing to do? What am I willing to do? Now, when we look at what we are willing to do, we have limitations. We have a point that we will go to, and we won't go beyond that point. Sometimes because of our inability, or so we think, our inability, because it's not really an inability, because the Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so we are able because God is able. So when we look at that, we look at what we think we're not able to do, and so we limit ourselves because of that. We limit ourselves because we don't want to get too deeply involved. You know, we just want to skim the surface on situations. We don't want to go in depth when it comes to helping somebody. We don't want it to put us in a certain situation for us to help other people. You know, but what happens is that when we think about how God gives, how God blesses, how God loves us, and how He, you know, shows us and opens doors, how God does everything that He does for us, we have to look at that and say, well, what can I do? What am I willing to do? And so we always hear this saying, you know, a lot of times, if I got it, you got it. You know, if I have access to something, I will help you out with it. If I can do this, I will be there for you. You know, we hear that, but how far do we really take it? How far do we really take it when it comes to the point of somebody somebody needing something, somebody needing a hand up, somebody needing some help somewhere, somebody needing even just a word of encouragement. Not only needing like money or food or a place to stay or something like that. Maybe they just need a word of encouragement. How willing are we to, as we say, put ourselves out to help somebody else? You know, if God heard, and we study His word, that's not just for us to hold on to. That's not just for us to keep for ourselves. It's for us to share that word. If God gives us an opportunity to do something, most of the time that opportunity is not just for us, but it's for someone else as well, because we know as Christians that God blesses us to bless other people. God doesn't, he doesn't bless us so we can hold on to and not share whatever it is He's blessed us with. God wants us to allow everybody to see who He is, not who we are. We will hold back on helping somebody because we are fearing that we may lose out because we helped somebody else. But the thing is that if we understand that God blessed us to bless others, that means that the blessings will continue to flow. But they're going to flow the way God wants them to, not the way we think they should. You know, and that's why we have to do things for Christ. What are we willing to do? That's why I sang that song, "Only What We Do for Christ Will Last." You know, because we are doing stuff. Any other reason, we're doing it for the wrong reason. If we're not doing things that are going to honor God, if we're not doing things that are going to allow people to see, then we're doing it wrong, especially during these times, because we have so much going on with this pandemic and with the racial inequalities and the way they are and all. To help somebody. So, what we have to really understand is that if we are willing to do something, we have to know that God is going to be the first one to shine in it. That we're not doing it for us. We're not doing it for we're doing it for the glory of God. And like it says in Matthew chapter 6, in Matthew chapter 6, it talks about, it says, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. And it is also therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. The thing is that when we understand that God is blessing us to bless others, then we should be more willing to do the will of the Father. In other words, if God has placed in your heart about your fellow brother, and it seems like they need help, or it seems like everything is going well, we still need to take that time to see what it is that God is pressing upon our heart at that time, because we don't know what's going on. Sometimes people anything about what they're going through. They may be struggling and having the worst day of their life, and may have one of the worst downtimes, but still have a smile on their face. You see, a lot of people do these things because they don't want others to know some are strongest people, some people that we think are the ones that can make it through anything. We can look at them and not say anything encouraging, think that they're strong enough to that they have a situation, but they do. So we have to look at God got upon our heart to do something, or to say something, or to help somebody out, or to lift somebody up. We have God is what it looks like, because people can hide feelings. People can hide what they're going through. People can hide that they're feeling down, or that they're going through a bad or depressing situation. But they don't need to do that. So we have to be, what am I willing to do? I have to be willing to not pry into someone's business, but I have to be willing to be encouraging to someone that seems like they don't need encouragement. You see, everybody that that needs to be lit up. Not only show that is what we need, but when God leads heart to do something, when God presses upon our heart to, we need to be willing to do that. You know, that's one need to be that's one thing need to be willing to do. When the question is asked, what am I willing to do? And another is that when we think that we don't have the power to help somebody, or we don't have what would to help somebody in their situation, we have to be willing to step up and do what we can when somebody is going through something. And even though it's like we're not able to help, God will give us whatever we need to help whoever it is out. We just have to have that faith that God is leading. And the song said that God reigns in our lives, that God reigns with the power and the majesty in our lives, that we have to be able to go to Him and understand that it may not seem like much that I'm doing. The only thing I have may be a smile, but that smile may help somebody through their whole day. You see, it comes back and it says, if a friend says, lend me 3 loaves, and the door is now shut, my children are in bed, I cannot hear thee. Why can't I? Is it because it can't be that, because we are able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us? It must be because not willing to give what God has blessed me with. We have to think about this. We have to think about this thing, because God's children are always willing to obey His word, always willing to help out their fellow brethren. Like even those that don't mean us the best at certain times, we're supposed to still treat them with love. And so we have to say that too. Am I willing to treat with love? Am I still willing to not take vengeance upon my enemy? Am I willing to love those that show hate to me? What am I willing to do? That we're supposed to we're supposed to take from them that spite this, and if we're supposed to pray for them, that means that we're supposed to do something to uplift their back. We're supposed to do something to help build them up in Christ, not in their own self, but build them up in some kind of way. And so on sharing Christ with our enemies. We can't hold back on sharing Christ because we are not feeling so well. We can't hold back on sharing Christ because we're not having the best of times right now. We're not in the best situation right now. Just think if everybody said, well, since we're going through this pandemic, I'm going to keep everything to myself. I don't have time to tell somebody else about God because I'm trying to live my life. And just think if everyone thought like that, and there was a situation where somebody was in need, and we were saying we are too busy to help you. We don't want to help you. We're dealing with a situation our own. We have our own problems and we have our own situation that we're dealing with. I don't have time to help lift you. Thing is, we always have time to show. We always have time, so we have to be willing to show what God shows us. We have to be willing to give what God gives us. And it says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And then the question is asked, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, stone. If someone is in need, no matter who they are, no matter what they have done, they're going to see it if somebody can answer that need. They're going to see good in that. And that's where what we're willing to do comes into play, because we have to, if we're the good of God or help through this situation, God gave us the ability and God gave us the wherewithal to be able to help out or to discern the situation and help out as best as we can. So we have to understand that when we are willing to do something, we have to be willing to do what God wants us to do and not what we ourselves want to do. You see, sometimes we'll look at certain things. Oh, I can help with that. I can, somebody wanted something. If they wanted some money, they didn't have it. Give them money, but that may not be what God wants. Now look at the man that was begging for alms at the gate. So beautiful. He was sitting at the gate. He was sitting there and he was asking alms of them that went in the temple. So he was asking for change. When he asked for change, then he didn't get what he was expecting. He was expecting some change, but he got a change. And why did he get a change? Because someone shared him went in the temple leaped and praised God. You see, sometimes we can think we know what God wants us to do because of what our mind says. But through prayer and through much prayer, we can understand what God really wants us to do. God may not want you to give somebody some money, but he may want you to give them a hand up. So how to do two totally different things. What we need to do is put ourselves out there. We can do it. That has to do with our mind and what our mind says that we can do. The thing is that as we can. And we have to, by faith, we can do if we are willing to do them. You know, how many times have you heard somebody say, I can't help you? I can't help them, you know. Or even they can't help themselves. You know, sometimes people get that when they say somebody can't be helped or this can't be done. But again, I tell you that the Word of God, it contradicts that by saying that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have to understand that. What am I willing to do? What can I do? We have to know that all of that has to do with what God wants us to do and what we're willing to do in Christ. And again, what we do for Christ will last. Just later on, just so somebody else can notice, is the head of our life. This is what God wants. And so, if we see somebody down, is going without, am I willing to do what I can to help them so they can? Am I willing to harm? Understand our possible situation. You won't be able to. But if you know that God has blessed you to make it through a situation, and God has enabled you to make it through, that you wouldn't have. If you have that kind of, if you have that kind of experience, if you have that kind of knowledge, then you could understand that I don't know what it is that I'm going to do, but I know whatever it is, it's going to be something that God has already blessed me to be able to do. It's going to be something that God has already brought me through. through so I can help somebody else get through it. It's going to be something that God has blessed me with so I can bless somebody else with whatever it is they need to make it through. We have to make sure that what we are willing to do is what God wants us to do. And we have to understand that that no matter what it is, we can't have the fear that it's not going to work. We can't have the mindset that I'm willing to, but it's not going to work. I'm willing to, but I can't do it because I don't have this or that. Sometimes we have to be willing and ready because we are able. There's a lot of strength in trusting in God. There's a lot of things that we can do by having faith in God. God is not going to be made out to be a liar. Because if God says that if God says that He'll never leave us nor forsake us, if God says He's with us, then that means that all the things that we do, we're doing with God on our side. And so that's why we need to be willing to do everything that it would take to lift up our brothers and sisters, because if we do that, we're doing everything that God wants us to do so He can get the glory. So we really have to look at the fact that who's getting the glory for this if I'm willing to do this. If I'm willing to do this, will God get the glory? Not me, because I don't need the glory. I don't want the glory. I want God to get the glory. So the reason why I'm willing to do what I am willing to do is because God gets the glory. God receives the praise. God receives the honor. God receives the glory because He's worthy of the highest praise. He's worthy of all the praise. And no matter what I do, God will have it. And not people counting on there are people counting on us to share Christ with them that don't know Him. They're counting on that. There's people going through life and death struggles. There are people going through hardships right now. There are people going through sickness right now. There's people going through poverty right now. There's people going through so many different things, but we really have to understand that with God, all things are possible. We have to put ourselves out there and be willing to show who God is. We need to show that God is trustworthy and God can work things out and He will work things out.
Yes, amen.
So I just wanted to talk for a little while just to let you know about what am I willing to do. We have to be willing to serve God regardless of what the situation looks like. It may be tough sometimes, but we have to be willing. Amen.
Amen. We have been listening to the voice of Pastor Jeffrey Scott, and tonight he taught on a very timely subject. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to do? Because only what you do for Christ will last. My brother can sing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just have to put that out there. Now, if you're sitting in our studio tonight and you would like to have a word of praise, or you would just like to touch and agree with Pastor, because hallelujah, that's our power is in our unity. So we can testify to the goodness and the glory of God in our lives, and perhaps how you might be helping others and what you're willing to do. I personally, and if you can do this by pressing your one, and that will let me know that you want to add your voice of praise to the conversation. If you are in the chat room, then you would like to say something to Pastor, encourage Pastor. Just say, I enjoyed the teaching, whatever it is. You can type that, and I will relay that to the pastor. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to first go to area code 510, last four digits, 9959. Hallelujah. We are getting the deacon into the studio. Amen. Good. Let me get it. There you go. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Deacon Brantley. I just needed a word from Reverend Scott tonight.
Amen.
And it came the way that maybe I wouldn't be expecting. But Sister Scott called my deaconess and reminded me, in which I'm glad, because sometimes I kind of doze away around this time. And she called and said, Reverend Scott is going to be on tonight. And I said, thank you. Let me get myself together. And thanks be to God, because he has blessed my soul. When I came on, that choir was singing, and it said, through circumstance, God has given me another chance. Well, that's shouting words right there.
Yes,
and
sir.
When Brother Scott took the text to go where he did, I needed that. And in his text, he sang the song, it's only what we do for Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, we are living in a time where our generation of people is walking and talking and acting as if this is it, this world that we are in. But we as Christians got to remember that great day is coming when we meet with Christ. So it's what's going to last after we leave this world.
Yeah, say that.
To God be the glory. I love Reverend Scott and his family and his children, and I always pray that they continue in doing well. Reverend Scott, he's high on it with me. And that's why I will believe in him and his doctrine and preaching. So I just want to always show the love and kindness towards he and his family. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you again.
Oh, God bless you, Deacon.
Thank
we
you,
love
Deacon,
you. God bless you, sir. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Hallelujah. He brought that. I always like to hear him speak, too. I'm like, yeah, amen. I'm glad he wants to say something, because he always has a word, and he always demonstrates his love toward the Scots, toward everyone here, because he shares his wisdom and his knowledge with all of us. And I praise God for that. Hallelujah. All right. We have Mother Matty in the house tonight. She just got with us, but she always wants to make her presence known. Amen, Mother Matty.
Hi, Bishop Cook. And hi, Reverend Scott. And hi to Deacon Bradley and to everyone God bless you all. May the Lord bless you tremendously. May the Lord bless you all with double honor and giving all honor and all glory to my heavenly fathers who are the head of my life. I have to say, Reverend Scott, I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of Mrs. Scott. You all are doing a wonderful job. And Reverend Scott is really have grown. I mean, he really have grown and still growing more and more in the Lord. And I enjoy his sermons. I enjoy his preaching. I enjoy his teaching. And his wife is a woman of God. Reverend Scott is a man of God. I just don't know what to say. But the only thing I can say, I'm proud of you both. God bless you. I love you, Bishop Cook. God bless you. God bless you, Bishop Cook. I love you as well.
Love you, Mother Matthew.
You always bring words of wisdom. All of you do, Reverend Scott and Michelle Scott. You bring words of wisdom. We give food for thought. And if you listen to what people say, you can always learn. So I thank God all of you. I just thank God for all of you.
God bless you, Mother Maxie. We love you very much. God bless you, ma'am.
I love you all,
Hallelujah. She is such a beautiful, sweet spirit. We just love having her here with us as Spirit Alive, and she's faithful. She listens to almost all the programs. She always has a word of wisdom as well, and we're just so, so very grateful. All right, we're going to go to Apostle Edwin Holloway down in Arizona. Yes, sir, good evening. Apostle Holloway?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now.
Oh, okay. God bless you all. We thank God for you all. I just want to say we appreciate Pastor Scott. We appreciate you all on the network. We just want to encourage him that God will use him greatly. And the word going forth, I came on a little late because other things were pressing. But I wanted to get on so that my presence, I'm on listening. So when my turn comes, the folks will be listening. So I give God praise for you all and keep up the work. Amen.
God bless you, Apostle. All right. We're going to let we have Apostle Zeta Flowers in the house tonight. And she, we're going to let her have a word. Apostle Flowers.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. I enjoyed the word.
Me too.
As always. And it was good. And that particular passage really speaks a lot because you know, as he was saying, you know, we have to be careful. When we can meet a need, we need to. You know, if we can heal a hurt, we need to do that. And so, you know, as believers in Christ Jesus, it's not about what we can gather all the time, but in our gathering, can we help somebody else? And yes, because there's always someone that has less than you do. And not only that, there are times that we all have a need of some kind or another. May not be needing the same thing, because the other day I was needing somebody to just be in agreement with me, and I got that. And when we get what we need, it's a blessing, you know.
Yes.
And we can feel the blessing. We can feel that God was in that. Whatever took place, you know. And so I think that, you know, so often, and now with the pandemic, is, you know, people have been more selfish from what my standpoint, what I can see, hoarding and feeling like they can't help someone else. But, you know, we have to stop and remember who meets our needs.
Yes.
You know,
right.
God meets our needs on a daily basis. The Bible says, you know, and it's in Psalms, I think it's the 68th chapter, he daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. The one that provided salvation for us is going to continue providing for us. And I also know that, you know, in that same passage, you know, there's that scripture that tells us to ask, seek, knock. And we as believers in Christ Jesus, we have to learn to do that, because sometimes we think that we can go to somebody and our needs will be met, you know, and oftentimes it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go learn to go to God first, He will touch the hearts of those that He would have to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so I had somebody here asking me a question. But anyway, I enjoyed the word. I enjoyed the passage. I enjoyed what God is really this is Jesus speaking, what He is really speaking to us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And one of my prayers, and I pray it often, Lord, bless me so that I can be a blessing.
So when somebody
comes in their importunity, that I can be able to rise up and give it to them, whatever they need.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But in this situation, this man could have done it, and he didn't.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But woe unto those. Amen.
Yes.
That's all I got to
Amen.
Say.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. That's all right. All right, Evangelist Michelle. Come on in the room, dear.
Thank you so much, Bishop. First, I want to say to Apostle Zeta, thank you so much for the comments that you said. It was so much of what I was feeling, just so beautifully stated.
Yes.
And I just want to thank you for everything you said. And to my beautiful, loving, just courageous and husband, thank you so much for bringing that message on today. I just thank God for your courage and for your consistency and for you just allowing God to continue to fill you up and for you just letting go and letting God, you know. I listen to when we say we have to we pray for things and we want things, and we say, what will we give? You know, sometimes we pray like Apostle Zeta said, and, you know, sometimes we say, well, okay, we might not deserve it, or God might not going to give it to us, you know, right now, or He may say yes, He may say no. And sometimes we think that because He don't do it right then and there, that He's saying no. No, sometimes He's saying just not right now. But I tell you, my God is a marvelous God, and sometimes He will do things
come on,
that your hand will swim, and me and my husband are living witnesses to testify to it. We all know this pandemic, they will not let you go into the hospital with your family, and Bishop know how I cried in that parking lot. But before I could even wipe my tears, they let my husband go in with my daughter. So what will I do? I will continue to pray unto the Lord first before man. I will continue to go and ask and seek God for anything before I will try to get approval for man. And I thank you, husband, for just being who you are, for being here and for just giving the people of Spirit Alive you just giving them you and giving the people
yes.
all around you. And just continue to stay in the Word and continue to keep your hand in God's hand, and He will continue to give you the things that you need. I love you. Continue
love
on.
Love you too.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just so blessed. I'm always so blessed. First and foremost, I'm giving honor to God and to you, Pastor Scott, and to Deacon and to Mother Mattie and to Apostle Edwin, Apostle Zeta, and to my beautiful sister Michelle. I just want to give you honor, and I just praise God for each and every one of you. We are truly family, and the most wonderful thing about this family is that you can hear the love. We give love. We just give genuine, agape love one to another. We support each other. We're not ashamed to say, that's my brother, that's my sister, and I love them, and they're doing a wonderful job, and we just thank God for how He's working through them.
Amen.
And I'm just so honored and privileged and blessed to be able to bring such wonderful people together in this form and go out all over the airwaves, all over the world to bless all of you. And we pray to encourage your hearts and, hallelujah, uplift your spirit and bless your very souls. Pastor, I just want to say to you, as always, I just totally enjoyed the message. And like I said, my brother, you can sing anytime, because when you can sing, the way God has blessed you to sing, you can sing long and you can sing often. It's all right with me. Hallelujah. And I loved what you were singing. Only what you do for Christ will last. And I praise God that He has taught me so lovingly that I don't have to worry about what I can or can't do. All I have to know is what He can do. All I have to do is trust His faithfulness. All I have to do is trust His ability. He can do all things but fail.
That's right.
And I love giving. I love doing love. We should love to do love. We should love to share the gospel. We should love to just serve others. We should just love on each other, smile at each other, encourage each other.
Amen.
Demonstrate who Christ is for all the world to see. Because if there was ever a time that the world needs love, it's right now. If there's ever
a
time that the world needed Jesus, it's right now. If ever the glory of God needs to show forth, it's right now. Because when we do this, we're saying to the world, we serve the God of Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham. We serve the God who is eternal, who is living, who is a present help in the time of trouble. We're not worried about ourselves. We're giving ourselves away so that we might bless others. We're giving ourselves away so that you might know Jesus. We're giving ourselves away so that you will understand that this is not just lip service for us. This is our lives. This is what we do. Because Jesus does it for me. You see, I know grace. I know His grace, so I can extend His graciousness. I know His mercy, so I can be merciful.
Hallelujah.
I know what He knew what it was like. Hallelujah.
Thank
to go
you,
through
Lord.
Everything that we go through. But He's already given us the victory.
That's it.
Amen.
So tonight, the one thing that we want to give each and every one of you before we leave is, if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, we would like to extend an opportunity to you. Because when we give you Jesus, we are offering you the greatest thing that you could ever receive. The gift of unconditional love through faith and salvation.
And if you don't know him tonight, we just invite you to get to know him. We invite you to ask him to come into your life and save you.
Amen.
So that you too might become a blessing. And he will surely bless you. And you don't have to wait till the pandemic is over and dress up and go to a church and wait for an invitation. All you need to do is bow your heart and go to him and just confess your sins and ask him to come into your life and save you. Just tell him.
Amen.
And just like that, the door will be open. And you will be given salvation and grace and mercy and joy and peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unconditional love, wisdom, knowledge, discernment, understanding, protection.
All of
that will be afforded to you.
Amen.
Through our
Amen.
Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just would like to thank all of you again for tuning in tonight. I want to thank everyone that was in the studio, all the Spirit Alive family, hallelujah, for just always being so loving and so faithful. And we just want to thank you for your love by tuning in and listening all over the world. Hallelujah. It is a joy doing what we do because we do it all for the glory of the Lord. And it is our fervent prayer that you continue to acknowledge Jesus in all that you do and that you love ye one another as he has first loved us all so that the world would know that we are his disciples.
Yes.
This has been Bishop Shalene Cook with another edition of Every Man Standing in His Place with your anointed host, Pastor Jeffrey Scott.
Yeah.
We pray that you have a beautiful and blessed weekend. And from my household to your household, is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, everyone, and God bless you. Amen.
And God bless you. We love you.
God bless you.